time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here, Courtside Fieldhouse, alongside me, Coach Jeff Vaughn. How you doing, Jeff?
Good. How you doing tonight, Reese?
Not too bad. And real big game here for the Indians tonight.
Yeah. Jeff,
with the MAC competition on the line.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough matchup for the Indians. We'll be interested to see how we handle their inside presence and Tyler Mesher. I know he's only 6'1", but he plays more like he's 6'4", and you know, he plays kind of like an old man's open gym type thing, and you know, it'll be interesting to see how we match up with them. And they also have I think it's Nathan Bruns, the 6'5" junior. I know he's very talented, and they you know, they've had a brutal schedule so far with football, but you know, I'm real anxious to see how the Indians match up tonight with them.
Yep, for sure. And we're gonna take a break, and Neil has a talk with the coach, so we'll be back here in a little bit here on the Wing Street Market pregame show.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to the 27th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 24th to the 27th. Stop in and save.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Mike Bayshore. Coach, what do you think we need to do tonight to come out with a positive outcome for the game tonight?
Well, I think, you know, we need to build off of how well we played on Saturday. You know, for those of you that are here, we finally got to see our kids take some charges in the game. I thought we really controlled the tempo up and down the whole game. We played fantastic defense. I think one of the biggest keys tonight is going to be if we keep these guys off the glass. They're so big and strong inside, and they're going to look to go inside. If we can stay out of foul trouble and hold our own on the boards, I think we've got a shot, to be honest with you.
Well, that's good, and you did say something about Saturday's game, and I thought that was probably one of our best overall games of the year when we played Arcanum. And they've got a pretty good sophomore, the Gray kid that was pretty good. But, yeah, if we can build on that, I think that's a good thing. Defensively, do you have some anything we need to do, or just mostly hit the glass and stay out of foul trouble?
We're going to try to double down in the post to give help when we can. You know, I think if you've seen most of our games, if Cade and Bronny can stay out of foul trouble, then we usually are in. We have a really good shot to win. Those are, you know, not that they're our two most important players, but they kind of defensively and offensively, things seem to gel a little bit more when those two guys are on the floor and we don't have to go that deep into our bench. You know, you spoke a little bit about the Arcanum game. The reason why the Gray kid had such a tough time is because Cade made sure he didn't touch the basketball. So I can't say enough about that kid. And when he's on the floor, he's able to take one of the other team's kids out of the game like that. Assignment of the Mesher kid tonight, so we'll try to help him when we can, but if Bronny can stay on the floor, then, you know, Bronny's a strong kid in his own right, so our chances are better when those two are both on the floor.
I definitely agree. We've been talking with Coach Mike Bayshore. We'll be back on the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this from the coach's sponsor, Hastings Auto Sales.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here. Westside Field Owls.
Tonight's matchup with the Marion Local Flyers and the Fort Recovery Indians. And I'm not sure what is Marion's record. I know they got three losses, yeah. Maybe four. And, you know, what do you think the keys of the night are here?
Like you said, it's going to have to stop Tyler Meshering inside, and that's going to be a real big task for Clay Schmitz for sure as a freshman, and not really seeing him as much. And I mean, I expect Neil Lawrence and Trevor Vaughn to check in eventually and help him with that. And I mean, it looks like Clay Schmitz is getting back to his final game, and really the first few games, Jeff, he was really huffing and puffing, and he looks fine now. So
yeah, I thought last home game that we had, he looked very good. You know, the other, I forget who was our last game here,
Arcanum,
you know, he scored 8 points, which I think is his career high, and he did some nice things in the post, but you know, he's gonna have his hands full.
So we'll be back here in a little bit here on the Wing Street Market pregame show.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hello, this is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here, Fort Site Fieldhouse. Coach Vaughn, you got the starters for the Indians and the Flyers.
Yes, I do. For the Marion Local Flyers, they'll be starting number 5, Nathan Bruns, a 6'6 junior. Number 12, Colin Everman, a 6'1 senior. Number 22, Matt Rethman, a 5'9 junior. Number 24, Tyler Pranger, the 6' senior. And number 32, Tyler Mesher, the 6'2 senior in the middle. For the Indians tonight, they'll be starting number 2, Peyton Judy, 6'4 junior. Number three, Derek Judy, the 6'4 fresh or 6 foot freshman. Number five, Ryan Braun, the 6'3 senior. Number 12, Clay Schmitz, the 6'3 freshman. And round out of the starting lineup is Cade Wendell, the 5'10 senior. So
I think I was listening to the coach's interview. I think Bronny's going to have measure.
Yeah, I think that's what they were talking about. I don't know who will guard Bruns. I don't know if they'll put Judy on him or not, but yeah, I heard Bronny was going to guard Mesher, and you know the key at guard Mesher, you got to stay down,
yeah,
because his body movement, he uses his body so well, and he'll get you caught up in the air and then draw fouls on you. Yep. So, you know, other than that, you know, it's going to be a tough task for the Indians here at home, so we'll be ready to tip off here very shortly.
Greaser Energy Products, Heating, Cooling, Electrical, Industrial Park, and Cold Water, 419-678-4858. Train Comfort Specialist, Generac Power Pro Dealer, Greaser Energy Products.com.
And I'd also like to remind Indian listeners out there, tomorrow the boys will be here at home hosting the number one team in the state, Fort Laramie Redskins. Next week, the Lady Indians, they'll be hosting Franklin Monroe. It'll be a two-quarter JV game, which will start at 6 p.m. Then Thursday night, the Indians back in MAC action, girls-wise, hosting the Parkway Panthers. And Friday night, the boys travel to Parkway to play the Panthers. And then Saturday, we got a double dip. The boys and girls both play at Mississinewa Valley. The girls' game will start at 1 o'clock, not noon. That's on the schedule. And the boys will start at 6 p.m. So a lot of action here the next week for the Indians.
Fort Laramie actually just got beat last Friday.
They got beat
yesterday.
Thursday, wasn't it? Or Tuesday? Yeah. I don't know when it was. Anna in overtime, I believe.
Yep, so. So, you know, we might hit them on the right spot. So
yeah, it might be or might not be. I know they went to overtime with Minster then last Saturday night and pulled it out by two or one.
Yeah. So we're about to start here. We're going to take one more quick commercial break right before the start here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here for Site Fieldhouse. Flyers versus Indians. Varsity Boys competition about to start here. All right, Coach Yvonne said, starting for the Indians, Petey Judy, Derek Judy, Ryan Braun, Clay Schmitz, and Cade Wendell.
And for the Marion local Flyers, Nathan Bruns, Colin Everman, Matt Reithman, Tyler Pranger, and Tyler Mesher. Bruns and Peyton Judy tipping it up, and it's controlled by the Indians. Over to Cade Wendell. Cade brings it across the timeline. Indians set up to the special here. Goes to the left side to Derek Judy in the left corner. He dribbles, drives in, picks it up. Kick out to Clay Schmitz. At top of the key, wrap backside right to Ryan Braun down the right side in the corner to Cade Wendell. Indians showing a little patience. Ball screen. Cade Wendell picks up his dribble, gets caught in the lane, and kicks it back out to Derek Judy. So,
is this one of the first games Derek Judy starting?
No, he's been starting probably three. Cade Wendell on the drive, loses the handle, back out to Derek Judy. Back over, and Derek Judy throws it out of bounds. Yeah, I think Derek's been starting the last, this is the third game, I believe.
He didn't start Versailles.
Yes, he did.
He did?
Yes.
Dang.
So Marion gets it on the turnover, brought into Reithman. Reithman will bring it down. I'll hand it off to Colin Everman. Everman being guarded by Cade Wendell. Everman up top to Nathan Bruns, top of the key. There they do have Clay Schmitz on Tyler Mesher, and Mesher just throws Clay about to the wall, and they missed him. Everman has it right side. Drives in the corner to Reithman off the pitch. Back over to Nathan Bruns' left side. He picks up his dribble. Ryan Braun on him. He just double dribbled. No call. Everman up, no good. Rebound Derek Judy. So the floater in the lane, no good. Rebound Derek Judy.
Get going.
Cade Wendell drives, gets cut off, brings it back out to the corner. Looks to go inside to the freshman. No, he picks up his dribble. About a five call. Back up top it comes to Judy. Over to Ryan Braun. Ryan in the paint. Kick out the left side. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound Nathan Bruns. 6:26 to go here. Couch Pharmacy scoreboard. Pushed ahead to Everman. Looking to give it to Mesher. Mesher has it in the post. Goes right at Clay Schmitz. And guess what? Well, just like we said, he got him up in the air and got behind him. And it's going to be Clay's first, team's first. And Mesher's going to go to the line to shoot his first free throws. And I imagine not the last of the night. Mesher, the senior, shots up and rolls out. I know the young man has times where he struggles at the foul line. I got a chance to watch him play a lot this spring. He's a heck of a neat kid. And second free throw up, and it is good. So Mesher gets the Flyers on the scoreboard, 1-0. Little full court pressure. Pranger pressuring Cade Wendell. Coach Bayshore calls out a special. Going to run number one here. I'm assuming to get into Petey Judy's hands. In the post, they look. Ryan Braun kick out to Judy. Back to Ryan Braun. Looking to post Peyton up in the paint. And he just rolled it off his leg. Turnover Indians. Yeah. So Indians have had three possessions. And have we got a shot off?
I don't think we have.
Cade shot a three.
Yep. And then we had the two turnovers right there. So.
Triggered into Reithman. They're going to bring Nathan Bruns up to play the point. 6'6" point guard. Pretty nice luxury to have. Brought over to the side to Pranger. Back up top it goes to Everman. Swung to Bruns. Bruns fakes the three. Looks into Mesher. Swings it back up top to Pranger. Pranger on the right side. Swings it back up top to Reithman. In the left corner goes to Everman. Everman on the drive. Floats and he throws it away. Had a pull-up jumper and looked to force it into Mesher. So Indians pretty fortunate so far. 1-0. Cade Wendell has it. Little token pressure by Pranger. They got the smaller Reithman guarding Judy. Double screen for Judy. Back up top. Swung back to top of Keila Ryan Braun. Being guarded by Mesher. Over to Peyton Judy on the left side. Clay Schmitz doing a nice job in the post. Getting position, but we haven't looked at him. At Cade Wendell. Back up top to Peyton Judy. Over left side in the corner to Derek Judy. Back up top to Ryan Braun. And then showing some patience. Ryan Braun drives middle. Pitch over to Derek Judy. About traveled. He goes in and he turns it over. Steal by Bruns. He Euro steps. Nice reverse layup and in. So Indians with three early turnovers here. And there's 2 points for Nathan Bruns. Makes it 3-0. 4:42 to go here. Couch Pharmacy scoreboard. Peyton Judy with the ball. And there's an offensive foul by Ryan Braun, which is hard to tell. He was on the ground, and they called a foul on him. But you're not going to question Dr. Denny Morris. So we got a Hall of Fame official tonight, and he called a foul on Ryan. So that's second team foul on the Indians. So those are guys that can't get fouls tonight, I believe. Everman has it. Over to Reithman. Back up top to Mesher. Mesher has it, brings it right side to Pranger. Back up top of the key, and Mesher just cleared out the lane, and that's going to be a foul. So Mesher just cleared out Clay Schmitz, and Clay ended up about 6 feet out of the lane line. So that's 240-pound Mesher, and first subs for both teams. Grant Konapke comes in and replaces Derek Judy, and number 20, Nick Tangeman, the 6'4". Junior, who had a big game the other night against Walpox in the game. Cade Wendell has it in his trail, 3-0, 4:15 to go. Cade Wendell surveys, looks to try to get it into Clay Schmitz. Screened by Clay over to Pete Judy. He's blocked by Nathan Bruns. Nathan Bruns with a great block, and he takes it up to Mesher, and it's out of bounds off the Indians. So that was a pretty nice play there by Bruns. Yeah. He blocked Petey and went and got his own rebound off of it.
Yep. One key I think we really have this game is Mesher's guarding Braun, so we need to keep Braun out on the line, three line, so we can maybe get a few.
Yeah, I agree. Bruns has it. Kicked the three ball. Pranger up. No good. Rebound. Guess who? Mesher, and he gets fouled. No call. And then they call it. So that's going to be 2 quick fouls on Clay Schmidt. So we're going to have Noah Leonards come in to the lineup. I know this much. Noah's really going to have to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Because Noah likes to block shots, and that's the worst thing you can try to do against Mesher. Free throw by Mesher up, and he gets a friendly roll. That's 2 for Mesher. That makes it 5-0 for the Flyers. And into the lineup is Ryan Koenig, the 6-foot senior. So Noah Leonard is going to replace Clay Schmitz. Sorry, now it makes it 5-0. Mesher has three. They're all from the foul line, and he's yet to crack the scoreboard. Hayden Judy being guarded by Reithman. Reithman, and it's brought to Cade Wendell. Looks like a flare screen. Ryan good Braun cut, slips, Ryan. And nice job.
There you go.
So Mesher kind of just fell asleep, and Ryan Braun scores, makes it 5-2. Nathan Bruns comes across the timeline, being guarded by Ryan Braun. Over to Koenig. Back up top it comes to Reithman. Over to Tangeman. Tangeman on the drive. Picks up his dribble. 15-footer by Mesher up and good. So Noah did not get out on him. And Mesher says, I'll take you from 15. Mesher has a quick five. Makes it 7-2. 3:08 to go here. Calb's Pharmacy scoreboard.
No, really helped on that backside cut. He kind of helped side and lost Mesher on a shot.
See when Marion brings out their 1-3-1. I know that's what won him the game. Three ball Ryan Braun. No good rebound. Tangeman off to Nathan Bruns. Out on the run it comes to Reithman. Over to Mesher. Mesher takes it inside. Easy layup by Tangeman. So that was too easy there, Noah or Reese.
Yeah. It just was. He's got to find the cutter and just put arm right into him. He won't do it.
9-2. Indians trail here. 2:30 to go. Calb's Pharmacy scoreboard. Peyton Judy has it. Being guarded by Reithman. On the drive over to Grant Konafke. The left side into the corner comes to Cade Wendell. High ball screen. Noah. Noah Leonard is posting up. Cade swings it across over to Grant Konafke. Three ball up. No good. Found Noah Leonard.
Golly.
And instead of pushing it up, he kicks it back out. Peyton Judy has it at the volleyball line. Into Noah Leonard. Noah takes it. Kicks it out to Grant Konafke. Back around to Ryan Braun. Ryan's got to look to shoot that three with Mesher on him. Out to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell has it. Comes off a ball screen. Being guarded by Bruns. Good back cut by Grant. Oh. It's rejected by Tangeman. So great cut, but the length of Marion there. They push ahead. Nobody guards Reithman. And then Mesher gets a rebound. And he finds Reithman up and no good. Rebound Peyton Judy. So Indians fortunate on that trip. Kick ahead. Comes to Grant Konafke. Back out to Petey Judy. Petey Judy drives. Floats. No good. Rebound Ryan Mesher. And it's ripped right out of his hands by Koenig. It's going to be a jump ball and it's going to go back to Marion. For the inning, or Marion, Jack Beeney is going to come in and replace Mesher. And number 24, Pranger, is going to come in and replace Ruthman. 9-2, 1:25 to go here. Calb's Pharmacy scoreboard. Koenig brings it across the timeline, being guarded by Peyton Judy. I think they need to pressure him because he's not a point guard, and he throws it out of bounds. Actually, Tangeman was wide open in the post, and Koenig throws it off the wall. So, like I said, I don't think he's a true point guard, and I would pressure him. Peyton Judy has it, gives it up to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun being guarded by Beening. Another Flyer substitution is going to come in, and that's going to be number 33, who is Justin Albers, who's a 6'6 senior. So right now they played everybody on their roster but two guys.
They have length.
And their length is unbelievable. Brought into Ryan Braun. Ryan has it, hands off to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell getting the ball screen from Grant Konafke. No. Back over to Ryan Braun. Ryan has it. Then it has it on the backside. Noah Leonard has him sealed in the post, and we don't even look at it. Three ball, Grant Konafke up and good. So nice to see Grant make a three and makes it 9-5. Actually, the Indians really sitting pretty good considering how bad we started out here.
Good job, Pete.
Man, he is struggling at the point there with the ball. I really think we'd pressure. Three ball up. No good. That's a bad shot for the Marion. Good shot for Indians. On the run it comes.
There we go.
Throw it out of bounds. So Noah Leonard's wide open, and it goes out of bounds. Tell you what, Indians, like I said, very fortunate only being down 9-5, and we're going to have Blaine Toby into the game. So Blaine's going to replace Noah Leonard or Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun, I believe.
Both teams had a few turnovers early. So
24 seconds here. I'm assuming Marion will go for one. 9-5, Calb's Pharmacy scoreboard. Pranger has it. brings it across. He comes the right side to reach our Everman. Everman with that pick and roll. Ooh. Swings it around. Gets it to Tangeman. Inside it goes to Mesher. Way too easy. Yep. Mesher's just owning us inside right now. He's got 7 of the 11. Cade Wendell up. No good. And that's your first quarter. 11-5. Indians trail. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mark Pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Smart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. Portside Field House. Indians down 6, 11-5. We're about to start the Fowler Mechanical second quarter.
Now, you were talking about length. Look at this lineup they have on the floor right now. Tangeman 6'4". Albert 6'6". Brun 6'6". Mesher and Pranger. And here's a 1-3-1 that we were talking about. Indians go with Peyton Judy, Noah Leonards, Grant Konecki, and Ryan Braun, and we just throw it right out of bounds. Peyton Judy. Right now, Peyton just doesn't look himself right now. Coach Bayshore replaces him with Derek Judy. He's upset with him for throwing a cross-court pass, and I can't disagree. Nathan Bruns brings it across the timeline. Mesher over in the corner goes to Tangeman. Inside it goes, a 6-6 on Derek Judy. Mesher kicks it out to Bruns. Over to Pranger in the corner. Back up top to Albers. Albers inside to Mesher. He's going to go to work. Nope, kick it out to Pranger. Pranger again. Now they go in, take him to town, and that's an air ball by Mesher. Rebound Grant Konecki. Grant Konecki on the drive, kicks it back out to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell drives, kicks the corner, three ball on the way, up and good. So Derek Judy makes it 11-8. Again, Indians very fortunate, doing a good job hanging around here. Toughest shot in the game, and that's the best shot Derek Judy's in his repertoire, if you ask me. Over it comes Albers, back up top to Pranger. Over to Tangeman, he drives, goes right by Cade Wendell on an easy two. Tangeman now has 4, makes it 13-8. Not very much resistance there, and now we see the 1-3-1 again. Indians in a two-guard look, swing it to Ryan Braun. Ryan has it, kicks it back out to Derek Judy. Derek Judy to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun drives middle, taps right over the top, and Cade Wendell chases it down. Cade, pull-up jumper, off the mark, rebound fought for, comes down to Tangeman. Pranger has it, brings it across the timeline. With that length out there in that 1-3-1, definitely makes it hard to see.
Yeah,
Braun's working in the post, and they turn it over. So, tell you what, Marion's had their opportunities, and they've been turning it over wide open.
Yeah.
And we got a timeout by the Indians' Bayshore. Believe it's going to be a 30, and we'll take one with them. 13-8.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at Forksite Fieldhouse in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Indians down 5 with 6-12 up in the second.
And actually, you know, Reese, it seems like Marion's actually dominated this game. And for us to be down 5, I mean, we got to be fortunate right now with a chance to cut it to 3 or 2 here. Marion in that 1-3-1. They got Tangeman out front. Brun's in the middle. They brought in Everman, Colin Everman, that last dead ball. Indians have Braun, Derek Jeudy, Cade Wendell, Noah Leonards, and Grant Konafke. Into Noah Leonards, loses a handle up and in. So nice job by Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy got in the seam of that, and Indians only down three. So Colin Everman with the ball over to Pranger. Pranger back up top to Everman. Swings it to Nathan Bruns. Nathan Bruns, skip pass, three ball, left side, no good. Battled four, rebound comes to Tangeman. Inside it goes to Bruns, being guarded by Wendell, and that's just a mismatch there, and he puts it in, and that's Bruns' fourth point, makes it 15-10. So, second chance points there for Marion. Ryan Braun just got swatted by Nathan Bruns. Nathan Bruns has it on the run, kicks it over to Tangeman. Tangeman has it, looking inside, over to Everman, three ball wide open, no good, rebound Noah Leonards. Tell you what, I think I let this Marion team shoot as many threes as they want, to be honest. Derek Jeudy has it. Swings it to Grant Konafke. Grant Konafke goes into Noah. Three ball up. No good. Rebound battle for comes down to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy off balance and gets it to score. That was a tough shot. I'm not sure Derek even knew where the basket was, to be honest. But needless to say, he scores. Makes it for 15-12. Tangeman has it. Brought up top to Tyler Mesher. Mesher fakes the shot. Goes over to Everman. Ball screen it goes. Everman picks up his dribble over to Bruns. Bruns, pull-up jumper, up and in. So, and right there, nice little pull-up jumper. Makes it 17-12. Now Bruns has six. Mesher still leads Marion with seven. Indians still within striking distance. And Blaine Toby's going to come in at the next dead ball. Ryan Braun has it. Looking inside, ball screen on the drive. Mesher cuts him off, throws it out to Noah Leonards. 10-footer Noah Leonards up, no good. Not a great shot. Rebound Tangeman. Tangeman has it. Three ball Bruns on the break, up and good. So Nathan Bruns starting to heat up. I think he just scored the last six for Marion, and they're up 20-12. 3:30 to go here for Fowler Mechanical Scoreboard. Cade Wendell has the top of the key on the drive. Picks up his dribble out to Derek Jeudy. Grant Konafke, three ball left side, up, no good. Rebound comes down to Mesher. On the run, Marion comes up front court to Pranger, looking at Bruns. Gets it to Tangeman, three ball.
Oh.
About turned it over, gets his rebound, finds Bruns inside, no good. Rebound battled for, and comes down to Derek Jeudy. And there's a pass ahead, and not a good decision there. Peyton Judy's going to come in, and Blaine Toby. They're going to replace Noah Leonards. He looks like he is gassed big time. And Cade Wendell.
So I'm guessing Ronnie's going to guard Mesher now?
Mesher's
in.
They take Nathan Bruns out, which I'm not sure I'd do that after he just scored eight straight.
Yeah.
Coach Bayshore calls thumbs down, brings it in to Grant Konafke. Grant Konafke has it, giving it to Derek. Derek Jeudy over to Peyton Jeudy. High ball screen, Blaine Toby. Petey finds it, throws it out of bounds. One-handed pass, and Peyton's third turnover of the night. Coach Bayshore and Petey Jeudy not on the same page with that, and that's a turnover. I don't know how many that is. I'm guessing about six on Indians.
Yeah.
Pranger has it, right side, goes into the top. 15-footer by Albers, no good. Three ball Rathman, good. So right now, Indians need to make hay because Marion's got a few of their subs in, and Peyton Jeudy has it. Being guarded by Rathman. Rathman done a great job not giving Petey any space, and there's a turnover by Ryan Braun. Rathman has it, takes it up, layup, and good. Makes it 24-5-12. Indians take their third timeout of the half or second.
Second.
We'll take one with them right here.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at Side Fieldhouse. Indians down 13, 25-12 here at the Marion Local Flyers. And really, Marion Locals just went off on that run.
Yeah, it wasn't very long ago. It was 13-10, actually. Indians have it. 2:18 to go here. Fowler Mechanical scoreboard. Grant Kanitke brings it across, gives it to Cade Wendell. Another turnover by the Indians. A hustle play by Matt Rethman. Not Matt Rethman. I'm not sure what his first name is. Yeah, it is Matt. Peyton Judy with the rebound. Rethman missed the layup. Petey Judy yet to score in this game. Kicks it out. Cade Wendell fakes the three. Drives in. Out it goes to Ryan Braun. Back up top to Grant Konecki. Inside to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy gets stripped. Another turnover. Koenig with the steal. Koenig has it. About turns it over himself and does. I'll tell you what, I would be pressuring Koenig really, really hard if I'm the...
He's a little shaky.
And I think they're going to get him out right here. If I'm the coach, probably Bruns, not a bad move. We got Bruns coming in, replacing Albers. We got Beanie replacing Mesher and Everman replacing Koenig. So...
It's the first time Mesher's been on the
second. They took him out one other time for a very short time. Indians made a run, and they got him back in. 1:37 to go. Indians need to stop the bleeding here. Get a stop and get some possessions. Beaning has it. Kicks it out to Pranger. Back on the right side to Everman. Back up top to Bruns. Bruns over to Rethman. Rethman in the corner to Pranger. Three ball up and good. So Marion's starting to get a little momentum, and now 28-12. Cade Wendell brings it across the timeline. Being guarded by Pranger. Picks it up. Kicks it to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun gets picked again. Two times in a row with pick on the dribble. Pranger has it. Back to Rethman. Everman fakes the three ball. Drives by Cade Wendell. Right easy bucket. Bruns with the easy bucket. Makes it 30-12. Right now, Indians being outscored, I believe.
What's our last shot?
It was 13-10 was the last time. So Indians definitely getting outscored here big time. And that's about point number 11. Grant Konecki on the left side over to ball screen. Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun, three ball. Left side up. No good. Grazes the rim. Rebound Pranger. Tyler Pranger, he gives it to Nathan Bruns. I'm assuming they'll go for one. Being in major control right now. Beaning goes down in the paint. Hand off to Mesher. Everman. Everman has it to Rethman, being guarded by Peyton Judy. Over to Nathan Bruns on the left side. Nathan Bruns has it, gets the screen, goes right by Ryan Braun. He traveled, no call, three ball on the way. Mesh Pranger, no good. And that is your half. So at the halftime, 30-12 Indians trail. We'll be back right after this and some halftime stats.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here for Side Fieldhouse. Quick few stats right here. Grant Konecki has a three. Derek Judy has five. Ryan Braun has two. Noah Lawrence has two. That gives us our 12. And for the Flyers, Nathan Bruns has two. 11.
has four, Reithman has eight, and Tyler Mesher has seven. So that tallies them up to 30. And Indians are just really just turning over and not really getting the shots they wanted here in the first half. And really the length, I would have to say the length. And, I mean, Indians are not taking great care of the ball. And really Marion just getting out and running. And, length's a little thing, but, I mean, turnovers is killing the Indians right now. So we're going to take one more quick break and come back with Coach Yvonne right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back at the Forsyth Fieldhouse coming up on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow the boys will host a good Fort Laramie team here at the Fort. Next week, Tuesday, girls host Franklin Monroe. Remember, JV game will be a two quarters. Thursday, the girls will host Parkway. Then the Friday, boys are at Parkway. Then Saturday, boys and girls both at Missinawa Valley. Girls start at 1 p.m., not 12, and boys start at 6. And Miracle Lanes, you're in late. Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. We're trying to decide how many turnovers we got. And we are back here with Coach Yvonne. Indians got girls get a good win last night at Marion. So
yeah, we did. We played real well, to be honest. Probably one of the better defensive efforts we had. We held them to 9 points each half, and you know, I thought we got great production from everybody. Yeah. Our bench came in and gave us good minutes. I thought
Kaya played really well.
Kaya played well. Outside. Grace was on fire. You know, anytime you can make eight threes and shoot 50%, you'll take it as a coach.
For sure, defense holding them to 9 points each half is a real big thing, especially in the MAC.
Yeah, I mean, we really, they weren't sure what to do.
They were confused on your pressure, and they just never figured it out.
And like I said, we shot the ball well. I thought Olivia Patch did a tremendous job on Evers. I mean, that was my main concern coming into that game because everything runs through her. But, you know, we told the guards, you got to get ball pressure on them so they can't throw it in there, and our guards did that. So it was a good win, and also another good win. I got to give a shout-out to my JV team.
Yep,
they're
for
now
sure.
12-2, I think, or 13-2. And
can't be mad about that.
And actually, we were trailing at halftime by one and 14-13 and won 44-21. So
yeah.
So, you know, good year. I mean, the girls are working hard, and, you know, we got a tough stretch coming up here. We got a good Franklin Monroe team coming in here on Tuesday that's 14-2. And then we got to, you know, host Parkway, who's much improved. I think they have three MAC wins, and that'll be Thursday night here. And I know I'm stealing your thunder there a little bit on your announcements, but and then Friday night we boys travel to Parkway.
I just said it right before you got on.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Any MAC team's really going to put a fight with you unless you just, like you guys did last night, just put on them.
And if you can do that to teams early and start getting that doubt in their mind, and that's what happened last night, and, it was a good win for us. Here this second half coming up, Indians trail 30-12. The one thing, that the guys got to know, they just got to chip away. It ain't going to happen in one or two possessions, but the key is going to be getting stops and handling the basketball.
That's what I said right before that break. Really, length is a little bit, but really turnovers is not anything length or anything on them. It's just really just taking care of the ball, and that's what the Indians have been killing. When's their last shot? Well,
like I said, at one time it was 13-10. And I don't remember, we called a timeout, or they did, off of Derek Jeudy, I think made the three. So I'm going to guess it was probably 4 minutes into the second quarter. The other thing plaguing the Indians right now is turnovers. Brandon Seegers, our stat guy here, has got the Indians for 10. So, before we take a break here before half, Reese, I got to say a shout-out to a bunch of women that are listening over in Marion Local at the retreats, the Shrine Center, scrapbooking. So I just got a text. So Jamie Deuce and all you other ladies out there, I know you're behaving, and I hope you have a boring weekend scrapbooking. So we'll take a break, and we'll be back with second half action right after this.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Cooper Farms Halftime Show, about to start the third quarter. Wrangler Hardware is our sponsor for the third quarter.
It looks like the starters are going to start the second half for the Indians.
And that's Petey, Jeudy, Cade, Wendell, Ryan Braun, Clay Schmitz, and Derek Jeudy. So,
and I'm assuming for the Marion Local Flyers, they'll have Nathan Bruns, Colin Everman, Matt Reithman, Tyler Pranger, and Tyler Mesher. Right now at halftime, Nathan Bruns is the leading scorer for both teams. He has 11. I think he ran off at least 8 straight at one point. Yeah. For the Indians, they're led in scoring by freshman Derek Jeudy with 5. So Peyton Jeudy yet to get a shot off in the first half.
He had like a floater that didn't.
Did he?
I thought he had.
He turned it over. He went to pass it, I think. So Indians come out. High ball screen. Ryan Braun. Derek Jeudy over to Kate. To Schmitz. Back up top. The key comes to Ryan Braun. Right side screen for Derek Jeudy over to Peyton Jeudy. Matt Reithman right there in his face every time he catches it. So that young man's done a hell of a job on that, on Petey Jeudy. There he takes him in the post, and he just gets denied by Nathan Bruns. I think that was a little intimidation. What do you think?
There you go, Pete.
Steal by Petey. He comes in. Euro. And he there finally gets in the scoreboard. So Peyton Jeudy with 7-18 scores, makes it 30-14. Indians cranking up the pressure. Skip pass. Pranger, 3 ball blocked by Jeudy, and he's going the other way. And that's going to be a foul on Nathan Bruns.
Looks like the Indians are coming out of here with a little frustration.
Yeah, they got a little bit more fire under them, definitely, and I imagine they got an earful at halftime. So Matt Everman's going to come out, and Tangerman's going to replace him. Tell you what a luxury to have Bruns that can throw a skip pass from corner to corner. Yeah. Not many teams have that length to do that. Cade Wendell has it. Brought over to Ryan Brawny. Drives, taking it into Tangerman. Pull-up jumper, off the glass, rebound. Tyler Mesher. Here comes the Flyers on the run. Over to Reithman. He traveled. No call. Over to Tyler Mesher. Back up top, Reithman. Three ball up. No good. Off the backboard, Cade Wendell on the run. So Indians having their opportunities. What they needed to claw away. Ryan Braun up and in. So Marion with two turnovers. Indians two scores. 30-16. 14-point game here on Wengler Hardware scoreboard. Over to Reithman. Reithman has it. Over to Tangerman. Mesher in the paint. Has it sealed. Over to Nathan Bruns. Nathan Bruns swings it back over to Reithman, or Pranger. Back to Bruns on the right side. Drives. Kicks it to Tangerman. He takes it up. And he's stripped by Clay Schmidt. So right now, Indians showing some fight here after halftime. Like I said, they just need to chip away. Brought into Nathan Bruns. Spin move on Ryan Braun. Great move. Makes it 13, makes it 32-16. So very impressed with Bruns tonight with what he's done. Peyton Judy has it. Being guarded by Rathman. Tries to get in the paint. Jump stop. Up. Ball rattles around. Rebound Nathan Bruns. He's going to be fouled by Clay Schmitz. So Clay Schmitz picks up his third. Makes it his third foul with 5:50 to go here, third quarter.
Looks like Coach Bayshore is going to keep him in.
Going to roll the dice and leave him in. So I thought they were going to call it on Clay or Cade Wendell, to be honest. Bruns has it. Comes across, being guarded by Ryan Braun. Over to Tangerman. Tangerman looking inside to Mesher. Three ball. Bruns left side up. No good. Short rebound. Derek Judy. Derek Judy on the run. Looking. Foul turned it over. And he picks it back up. And being guarded by Reithman. Counts on. Doing a lot of dribbling. Nowhere to go. Ryan Braun forces it into Clay Schmidt.
Put it up.
Has it. And he turns it over. Steal by Pranger. Again, Nathan Bruns' length, I think, just intimidated Clay.
Wow.
There's that skip pass that I talked about. And it comes back up top to Pranger. Marion fortunate they didn't turn it over there. Reithman has it up top to Tyler Mesher. Right side, inside Reithman. What a beautiful play. And he misses a layup. So Derek Judy with the rebound. Probably our leading rebounder tonight, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And it goes. And knocked away by Reithman. I'll tell you what, the Reithman kid plays very hard.
Yep. And Grant Kanapke's going to check back in for Derek Judy.
Derek Judy.
And
takes
for
a
the
seat.
Flyers, number 12. Everman. And number 3. Kanan, number 22.
And
Rethman.
For Bruns.
And
so
that's,
right now, I definitely turn up the pressure.
Yeah.
Canning's proven that he isn't comfortable handling it. Brought into Grant Konecki. Up, no good. Rebound Tangerman. So Grant had a pretty good look and caught nothing. Peyton Judy guarding Canning. He's on the drive. Picks up his dribble. Over it goes right side to Everman. Over to Pranger. Back to Canning. Canning missed Tyler Mesher inside, and that's a kick ball. Resets the shot clock. Indians kick it out of bounds, and Marion has it under their bucket. 32-16. Indians trail by 16. 4:35 to go here in the third quarter, thanks to Wengler Hardware. Everman drives. Picks up his dribble. He traveled big time. No rebound.
Oh,
my goodness. And Denny Morris just called a cheap foul on Clay Schmitz.
That's his fourth.
And that's going to be his fourth. And Noah Leonard is going to come into lineup. Nathan Brun's going to come back into lineup.
Wow.
That was a cheap foul right there.
Brun's going to fire up a long three up. No good.
Rebounded
by Grant Kanapke.
Grant.
Grant's going to go strong. Give it over to Ryan Braun in the corner. Ryan Braun's going to look at three, drive, puts up a shot, bang, 2-point basket, Ryan Braun.
So Ryan Braun has six, makes it 32-18.
Indians, they want to get a little pressure up on...
Over to Mesher in the right corner, being guarded by Leonard. Goes, picks up his dribble up to Everman. Everman picks up his dribble back out to Tangeman. Tangeman has it on the drive. Cade Wendell, no contest there, and he takes it right strong to the rack. So Tangeman kid's a nice looking player, and I know he's a heck of a wide receiver for their state champion football team. And to Noah Leonard's, nobody knew who he was guarding, and Noah gets an easy bucket. Even you and I would have scored that one. Nobody guarded Noah, and he was wide open for a two-footer. Koenig has it left side, being guarded by Grant Konapke. Koenig missed Mesher on a wide-open backdoor cut. Everman has it. Over to Mesher. Over to Tangeman. Tangeman again streaks in, got fouled, no call, and it goes out of bounds off of Peyton Judy. Tell you what, the Tangeman kid is very, very impressive.
Yeah.
Bruns is going to trigger it in. 3-13, 34-20. Into Koenig. In the corner it goes. Swung back around to Everman. Everman back to Tangeman. Nice pass into Mesher. He walked and got fouled by Noah Leonard. So Noah blocked Mesher, but unfortunately goes out of bounds on Cade Wendell.
Good job, Noah, not to jump after that.
Yeah,
first
he went
pump
straight
fake.
Up on there, and he didn't take the fake. Brought into Everman. Three ball on the way up and no good. I let him shoot that. Yep. I agree. Rebound Noah Leonard. Batted away. About turned over. Ryan Braun has it. Coach Bayshore not happy. No foul was called. Cade Wendell over to Grant Konapke. To the right side it comes to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun on the drive. Peyton Judy has it. Being guarded by Everman. Picks up his dribble. Ryan Braun on the drive. Finds Noah Leonard.
There you go.
That's six. So Noah Leonard leading score for the Indians. And that was a great pass by Ryan Braun.
Just like you said, we got to keep chipping away and we're
done. Tell you what, Everman's getting us right back into this game. Throws up a 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Grant Konapke. Three ball, Fizgoat, that's huge. No good. Rebound, battled.
Foul!
And a foul on Nathan Bruns. So,
I mean, if you're going to call that one down there, you've got to call that one.
I would imagine Everman's coming out of the ball game here. And on cue, Tangeman, and they got six guys. Mesher, oh my goodness. Now they got six guys on the floor. Marion's got six guys on the floor. Bring them up. Koenig's going to be out of the game. I can't blame him. He's leaving Everman, to be honest. And Blaine Toby's going to come in and replace Noah Leonard. Which Noah's giving him good minutes. Not sure I understand that one, but Noah comes to the bench. Ball triggered in. Blaine Toby has it over to Ryan Braun. Indians trail by 12, close as they've been in a long time. Ryan Braun holds it close to a five count. Hands off to Cade Wendell. Cade drives, turns it over. Steal. Nathan Braun's on it. Goes up and gets stripped by Cade Wendell. Nice hustle play by Cade. So Cade Wendell turned it over, but hustles back and strips Nathan Braun's. 1:53 to go here. Wangler Hardware. Meaning has it. Puts it to Bruns. Yeah. Bruns has it top of the key. Over to Everman. Everman. We'd let him shoot it. I'd sag on him and say, go ahead. Inside.
Yeah,
turn over. And they call a foul.
There we go.
Nathan Bruns. That's going to be his third. So Dr. Denny Morris with the call. And Noah Leonard will come back in and replace Blaine Toby.
His third.
On the floor for the Indians now, Ryan Braun, Petey Judy, Grant Konapke, Noah Lawrence, and Cade Wendell. Bruns is checking out, going in. Tangeman. This is where we need to get going, Jeff.
Yeah, I agree.
Bruns and Mesher out.
I mean, they got Everman in. I mean, they got. I agree.
This is the mid 40 of the game, really, I would have to say. We got to get going. Petey will give it over to Ryan Braun on the left side. He will pick it up in the corner and hand it off to Cade. Cade loses it, gets it back, is up top to Grant Konapke. Grant will get a screen by Petey Judy. Grant will look back, gives it over to Ryan Braun.
Bell traveled
to the corner, Cade Wendell. Cade will look into Noah Lawrence.
Backside lob.
out and will stay with the Indians. Now, right now, they're short.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they got 6'4 Tangemans, the biggest they have out there. And, you know,
Noah.
They got Beaning, and I'm not sure Mesher, he got foul trouble or not. Noah Leonard's 10-footer.
There you go.
So Noah Leonard has 8. He's Indians' leading scorer. Cuts it to a 10-point ball game. By far, probably Noah's best game of his career. And we got a timeout. 34-24, 102 to go.
Hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wangler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Fort Scott Fieldhouse after a Marion local, I think, timeout.
Yes, and they brought back in Mesher and Bruns. As you said, Indians on a 12-4 run. Like I said, they just got to get stops and scores, and that's what's happened here this quarter. Over it goes to Everman, being guarded by Judy. Over to Bruns. Bruns has it. Over to Pranger. Pranger swings it back around to Reithman. Over to Everman. Everman has it. And we got a hold on Noah Leonard's in the post. Wow. All everything is going on. We get a foul in the post on that. And very little contact. So that's Noah's first, team's third. Team's third. Into Everman, or into Mesher, and he blocks it off the backboard himself. So Peyton Judy has it. Comes across the timeline. Over to Ryan Braun.
Get basket here to end it. Be down 8.
Yeah, I mean, get down 8 here. And there's another turnover. Grant throws it into the post, and Bruns just steps in. I imagine Marion's going for one. Up 10, 20 seconds to go. Again, Indians had the nice third quarter here on a 12-4 run. I'd pressure him over to Reithman with 9 seconds, being guarded by Grant Kanapke. High ball screen. Reithman has it. Oh, my goodness. They're not even going to get a shot up. Off balance, terrible shot. So good job by the Indians there on defense. And the Fort Recovery faithful with their purple towels, happy about it. So we'll take a break. 34-24, Indians trail.
Part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians down 10, entering the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter.
Marion with the ball. I'll tell you, Indians had a nice quarter there. Yeah. You look at Mesher, I don't think he scored since the first quarter, has he? He had 7, I believe, in the first. And I don't think he scored since. Reithman has it. Brings it across the timeline over to Everman. Everman has it. Back it comes to Reithman. Inside they go to Mesher. He seals them and blocked by Noah Leonards. And we got a tie up. Bodies go flying everywhere. So Noah Leonard with a nice block on Mesher. Mesher throws Cade Wendell about 3 feet in the air onto the ground. So
on the floor for the Indians now, Ryan Brown, Cade Wendell, Grant Canappy, Petey Judy, and Noah Leonard.
We got those fancy little mop things over there. Get a manager on it. How about put the old cameraman Brownie on it? Go get one. Sweep it up. Take a picture of Cade while you're out there. Over comes the Cade Wendell. Being guarded by Pranger. Looking to get it in the post, it looks like. Out to Peyton Judy, being guarded well by Rethman. Been in him all night long, and Petey can't even get a shot off. Three ball, long three, not a good shot. Rebound, Everman. Tell you what, Grant's shot looks like he's kind of shooting it two-handed.
Yeah, yep, he's keeping his.
So as Indians got stops, Marion's been getting their stops. Coach Bayshore very upset on somebody on defense down here. Over to Mesher, swung back around to Bruns. Bruns, ball screen for Rethman, picks up his dribble, pressure him. He's got his dribble dead into Bruns. Finds Rethman, Cade Wendell finds him, contested by Noah Leonard, and air ball by Rethman. Petey Judy on the run, he's stripped again, and it's picked up by Pranger. So Coach Bayshore felt like he got fouled and gave an earful to the ref there. So see if they call it the next time. Tyler Mesher has it. Gives it to Pranger. High ball screen, and it's turned over, stolen by Petey Judy. And he just gets stolen by Pranger. Pranger just ran right through him and took it. I don't think it was a foul. Bruns has it. Bout turns it over. Mesher, five-footer up and rolls. Mesher, or I'm sorry, Everman. Kind of surprised he caught it. Makes it 36-24. Indians trail. 6:14 to go for Recovery Insurance. Cade Wendell on the drive. Takes it inside. No good. Rebound, Everman. Noah Leonard's with a heck of a steal, and they didn't look at him. Nathan Bruns has it. Just about traveled. Swung back around to Pranger. Over to Everman. Everman swings it back over to Reithman. Reithman has it. Oh, my goodness. Tried to skip it through three people and batted out. Turnover. Indians on the run. Peyton Judy, three ball on the way. Up and good. So Peyton scores a three, and that makes it 36-27. So Indians cut it into a single-point deficit. We'll be back right after this.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4850.
And we're back here at Forkside Fieldhouse after a Petey Judy long three. Coach Bayshore calls a timeout, and that gives Indians 9-point.
Yeah, closest we've been in a long, long time, probably since 10 to 13-10. So 5:42 to go here for Recovery Insurance scoreboard, 36-27. Indians with a timeout. They have two left. Marion Local has four left. I'm really surprised Marion hadn't come back to Tangeman.
Yeah.
Tangeman kid sat on the bench for a long time, and he gave them great minutes. Everman being pressured by Judy over to Reithman, looking to get it into Bruns. Bruns has it. Derek Judy's coming in off the bench. Coach Bayshore really upset with whoever's coming out on defense. Everman has it, drives, looks, kick, Bruns. Three-pointer for the left side.
Short,
and goes out of bounds. Ooh. Looked like it was off of Clay Schmitz, and Peyton Judy's going to come out. So defensively, Coach Bayshore very upset with Petey on that last possession, so he's going to sit. Cade Wendell has it, and he's with a chance to get it to 7 or 6. Ryan Braun, left side, back up top to Grant Konecki. Grant Konecki, lazy pass, foul picked off. Cade Wendell chases it down, kicks back out to Derek Judy. Derek Judy swings it around to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun surveys, gives it out to Grant Konecki. Grant Konecki, being guarded by Everman, over to Cade Wendell back to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun fakes a three over to Konecki. Over to Derek Jeudy. Indians showing some patience. Crossed over. Reithman about took that. And it goes to Ryan Braun. Back up top of the key goes to Konecki. Braun drives middle. Gets an A gap. Three-pointer on the way.
Come on.
No good. Rebound trick down by Cade into Clay Schmitz. And Clay Schmitz gets stripped. But we're going to have a foul on the floor, says Dr. Denny Morris.
Everman.
That's going to be Everman's first. And as I spoke, Panjamin's going to come in and Everman's going to go out. Cade Wendell triggers it in. Indians with another opportunity here. Almost a 5-second count and gets it into Ryan Braun across the timeline. Brings it across. It's going against Mesher. Over on the left side, it goes to Grant Konecki, being guarded by Bruns. Back over to Ryan Braun. He drives middle, kicks three ball. Up, short. Rebound battled for. We got jump ball. Oh, my goodness. He's going to call a foul. Oh, my goodness. That was a horrible call by the official. Should have been a jump ball foul, but our jump ball and change of possession, which went to Marion, and instead it's Ryan Braun's second foul, team's four. On that dead ball, Everman came in and replaced Rethman. Pranger with the point guard spot over to Everman. Double team coming. Double team, he got him in the corner. Timeout. Timeout, Marion Local. So, going to be a 30-second timeout. 36-27, Indians trail, 3:49. We'll take a quick break. Be right back.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek's dad, you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse, 36-27, innings down 9 with 3:49 left in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Ryan Braun, Bruns is going to get into Mesher, back up top to number 12.
I tell you, I would be getting a lot of touches for Bruns and Mesher. I don't know the last time, and there
it is. Yeah.
I don't know the last time Bruns took a shot.
Or Mesher either.
I think he scored two since half, and Mesher hadn't scored since first quarter.
Yep.
Indians get another break, another chance to cut in. It's been 36-27 for, I'm guessing, about 3 minutes. Cade Wendell has it over to Peyton Jeudy. Peyton Jeudy over to Clay Schmitz and to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun, 10-footer from the left elbow up and in. Indians trail now 36-29, so 7-point deficit. Indians doing a nice job this second half, hanging around. Bruns has it, being guarded by Braun. Almost a 5-count over to Tangeman. Back up top it comes Everman. Counts on. Everman hands off to Pranger. About double team coming. Swing around to Bruns. Bruns has it, drives, kicks it back out. Bruns doesn't look very comfortable this half, actually handle it. And he traveled. Traveled big time, and guess what? He turned it over, and he just committed a foul, no call. Going to stay with the Indians. So Indians have a chance to cut it to 5. Grant Konecki is going to come in and replace Derek Jeudy. 2:43 to go.
Huge possession here, I
guess. Yeah, it is, because Marion has not scored probably for 5 minutes, I'm guessing.
Since start.
Cade Wendell brings it across the timeline, and we turn it over. Great hustle play by Pranger, and he about takes out Bobby Leverett. Hell of a tackle by Leverett there to save him. So, cat-like reflexes by the barber.
Seems like lately the Indians have, on their passing, it's just
been a little lazy, I agree. Triggered in, almost turned over again. Loose ball. Ryan play. Braun picks it up. So, and Clay's open.
Find him there. Go. Put it up.
And Indians are down four. Actually, five. 2:25 to go. And Tangeman got a little shaken up there. So, 36-31. Indians trail. Here in the fourth quarter, Fort Recovery Hardware scoreboard. And now we're going to have a Clayton Pearson showing. Strange, hadn't played the whole game, and all of a sudden coming in for defensive purposes, I'm guessing.
Tomorrow, the boys will host Fort Laramie. Then next week, Tuesday, the girls will host Franklin Monroe. They okay, I'm guessing. Coach Vaughn.
What's that?
Franklin Monroe, any good?
They are 14-2.
Conley girl are good, I'm guessing. One of the better
ones. They got Conley, and they got a lot of sophomores they play.
And then Thursday, girls will host a good Parkway team. Then Friday, the boys are at Parkway. Saturday, the boys and girls are both at Mississinewa Valley. Girls start at 1 p.m., and the boys start at 6. So, good week coming up next week.
Yeah.
Can't make it to the game. Turn on Fort Recovery Radio.
A lot of games next week being played. Indians close as they've been for a long time, 36-31. Again, I wish we would have rode down the last time Marion scored, but it's been a long, long time.
They've scored.
Yeah, the thing is, they weren't getting touches, the Bruns or
Mesher,
and other guys were taking shots, which would have played right in our favor. Indians showing pressure. Marion about turned it over there. Well, I'm going to be close to a 10-second call. Okay. Get it across to Bruns. He's double-teamed, goes across to Pranger. Right now, Marion's just gotten tentative, too, and they're just trying to run this clock out. You know what happens a lot of times?
Oh.
Look like a jump ball, and they're going to call hold on Petey Judy. Team's sixth foul, Petey's first. You know what I mean? They've been tentative. Yeah, they've been looking at the bucket.
Yeah, really, Bruns really doesn't want the ball right now, and that's what's helping the Indians.
Brought to Rethman. Rethman being guarded in the corner. Great trap. Throws it out top to Pranger. 2 minutes to go exactly. Marion looks like they're just tentative just to trying to run this out, and that's a foul by Grant Konapke. It was the right call. I thought he did. Foul on Grant, his first, team sixth. Next one, the Indians will be putting them in the 1-1. Clayton Pearson's going to come in and replace Clay Schmitz. Bruns gets it in the front court. Pass up the layup. Picks up his dribble. Throws it into Reithman. Over to Mesher, and they broke him down. Makes it 38-31. 1:44 to go. Cade Wendell on the run. Brings it across the timeline. Over to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun on the drive. Puts his head down. Kicks it back out to Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz has it. He drives on Mesher.
Wow.
Balance. Got fouled and no call probably. So Clay Schmitz has four. Makes it 38-33. Brought into Reithman. Reithman picks up his dribble over to Pranger. Brought across the timeline, goes back over to Reithman. Reithman back to Mesher. I'd foul Mesher there. Over to Pranger. Pranger has it. Throws it over to Reithman. Had our opportunities, Reithman. And he just went out of control and about threw it away. Foul on Cade Wendell. 1:04 to go. 38-33. Tell you what, this Marion team really got tentative this second half and stopped attacking.
I really think they played their length the first half, and really they went straight away from it. That's
what I agree.
Was killing the Indians first half with that 1-3-1, you said.
And that's hard. Off rebound, Clay Schmitz. 38-33, 1 minute remaining. Cade Wendell across the timeline. And we turn it over. Taking the Pranger, and it's stripped by Peyton Judy. So, as we have opportunities, we turn it over. That's got to be about turnover, maybe number 15 on the night for the Indians, maybe more. The Indians had a chance, down five. Marion throws
five.
A deep timeout. What a bad decision by Everman, and heads up play by the coach, 32nd. 51.5 seconds. We taking a break or staying here? We'll be right back after this. Indians trail by five.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Forkside Fieldhouse. Indians down 5, 38-33 with 51.5 left on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard.
And that's the first time that last bucket for Mesher that he scored since the first quarter.
Yep.
Marion triggers in about a 5 count.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. And advantage is it went off Brunt, so we get it right underneath the bucket. No time ran off the clock.
Brunt's probably smart. He just like, I don't know, would he, can you not touch it and go back down here?
Yes. So. Brunt's been better off not touching it. Tell you what, Everman's decision-making there wasn't very good.
No.
We'll take a timeout. Indians trail by 5, 51 seconds to go.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any of their superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here. Fieldhouse Indians down 5 after a, I'd have to say, football pass by the Marion Local Flyers out on the other side. Brent touches it, so we got it under our basket.
Yeah, that was a huge break for the Indians. I mean, you know,
yeah,
real poor execution by Marion, to be honest there. They had two chances, and both times that pass they tried to throw. So Indians got a little special here. I don't know. You think they're going to send a double screen for Petey? Coming across. There you go. And they're going to slip Ryan Braun in. Comes up top.
Jeez.
About turned over. And Clay Schmitz has it. They're face guarding Petey. Judy, three ball on the way.
Wow.
Somebody right in his face. 38-36. And then we got a foul by the Indians. What a tough shot that was.
Wow.
The Indians shot. Foul. Pranger, he's going to go to the foul line. First time to the line tonight. Makes it 38-36.
All brothers free throw line. We haven't said that much tonight. Really, no one's been at the line since Mesher in the first quarter, really.
Yeah, I agree.
That was the line of the line. That student section's really going nuts now. First one up.
Good. Yeah, good. So makes it 39-36. 39 seconds to go here for Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Second one up is
no good.
Rebound by Clay Schmitz.
One possession. Indians got one timeout left. Over it comes Grant Kanapke. He loses it. Picked up Clay Schmitz, and they're going to call a foul on Bruns. Wow. Bodies everywhere. And Grant about lost it. Scramble for the ball. 29.3 seconds. Indians go for three, or I'd go for a quick two and then foul. Two, yeah. I mean, Marion hasn't shown they're knocking free throws down.
They're going, Pete.
They put Bruns with on Petey. Back to Cade Wendell.
Foul.
And that's, we got a foul. That's not on six, so next one will go into a 1-1. 22 seconds to go.
Maybe hit Pete on a flare, maybe. I don't.
Yeah, I think they're going to flare Petey. Ryan Braun comes. Petey Judy has it.
Good, get going, Pete.
Bout turns it over. Flare screen comes. And Bout turned over again. So Marion had that red. Fort Recovery's going to spend their last time out.
Cole.
And that's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one with them. 39-36. 15.4 to go.
Working hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wangler Hardware. And since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
And we're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians down 3. They're going to take you out.
Now you've about got to go for 3, yeah. I think. You know, with this much time before, I know with 20-some, 9 seconds, I thought we could get to the rack. And
it's live or die now.
Right. You know, now I think you've about got to go for a 3. I'm going to assume they're going to be face guarding Petey wide open. So, you know, Ryan Braun or somebody else might have to step up and shoot this. On the floor for the Indians, Cade Wendell, Ryan Braun, Grant Konecki, Clay Schmitz, and Peyton Judy.
Cade Wendell inbound it into
double screen for Petey. High ball screen. Petey Judy drives, gets fouled. Makes it, but it's on the floor. I agree. It was. He called it when it should have been. And Petey's going to go shoot 1-1.
Wow, that would have been
My goodness, and that's the fifth foul on Brun. So Indians need to get this to overtime.
That would have been incredible. If he would have called that shooting foul.
See who Coach Guttermiller goes to here. I tell you what, Brun.
First half.
Nathan Bruns did not score since the beginning of the third quarter. He ended up with 13. He had 11 and a half.
First half, he was impressive.
He really disappeared.
Yeah.
I give Ryan Braun some credit on his defense there. And, you know, a lot of it is that Marion went and stopped yelling to him as well. Peyton Judy at the foul line. First one's up and good. Makes it 39-37. 10.6 to go.
Derek Judy's
going to come in for Clay. Clay's got 4 fouls.
Not worth risking it, I guess, just in case overtime happens. Second one up for Petey Judy. Yep, and good. Make the score 1-point game.
39-38. Got a foul, get a steal, or foul right away.
Foul right away. There it was.
Yep. No time off the clock. So, Reithman last time shot a major brick, so probably a good foul. Team's 9th foul, so Reithman's still shooting 1-1. Clay Schmitz is going to come in and replace Derek Judy.
Well, I'm just a lot of heart and hustle for the Indians.
Yeah,
they did.
They're scrapping and clawing, and as we said at halftime, they had to play possession by possession, and
they did.
That's what they're doing. And Marion didn't execute, and Indians turned them over. That's no good. Indians have a chance to win this.
No timeouts.
No timeouts. Peyton Judy's going to take it himself. Up, and he missed.
Oh, my goodness.
And Tyler, oh, my goodness. Peyton Judy with the layup that went in and out. I thought it was good. So the Indians fall, 39-38. Hell of an effort by the Indians in the second half here. So, but on tonight, Indians fall by 1, 39-38. We'll be back with final closing minutes and talking with the coach. So,
be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. 39-38. Indians lose a tough one. Petey Dewey had that last chance, drove the lane, thought was in, but it didn't fall. So the Indians take a loss here to the Marion Local Flyers. Scoring stats for the Indians. Actually, I'm going to take a quick break. And I'll come back with scoring right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here. Quick scoring sets for the Indians. Grant Konecki at 3, Petey Judy at 8, Derek Judy at 5, Ryan Braun at 8, Clay Schmitz at 4, and Noah Lawrence at 8. I would have to say, player of the game, Petey at 10, but I'd give the player of the game to Noah Lawrence. He had 6 points in the third quarter, which really gave the Indians that edge, and I thought that was going to be the turning point. Then Petey had that last chance at the end and did not fall. So the Indians will lose to Marion Local Flyers in a MAC competition. Hoping to get maybe Coach Bayshore out here after this. And
yeah, I'm sure he'll pop up and talk to us. I think he'll want to say something, some really good stuff about that third quarter, how that went.
And our thanks to our quarter sponsors tonight. First quarter, Cal Pharmacy. Second quarter, Follow Mechanical. Third quarter, Wrangler Hardware. And fourth quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. And coming up on Fort Recovery Radio, tomorrow the boys will host a good Fort Laramie team. Next week, Tuesday, girls host a good Franklin Monroe team. Remember, JV game is only two quarters. Thursday, the girls will host Parkway. Friday, boys head to Parkway. And then Saturday, the boys and girls both at Mississinawa Valley. Girls at 1 p.m., boys at 6.
I think, am I remembering correctly that Franklin Monroe's girls are really, really good?
Good, 12-2, Coach Vaughn said.
I was thinking that was the team that, so that should be a heck of a game. It's hard to believe they only have enough players for... Maybe they have some injuries, but enough players for only a two-quarter game for the JV. But
yep. Quick recap of the game. First half really went the Marion Local way, and we really didn't. I mean, turnovers really killed us. I mean, weak passes, and the second half, the Indians really put it on and really clawed their way back, like me and Jeff was saying. I mean, they had to take possession by possession, and they got down to a one-point deficit, and they gave the ball to Petey, leading the scorer, you might as well, and Petey drove left-handed, put up a shot, layup no good, and the Indians will lose.
It went around the rim. I thought it was in. It was at least halfway in,
and heck of
came back out.
Yeah, and heck of a three by Petey. I don't know what it made down like five. Maybe two, or I don't know what it was.
Yeah, we were down five and got us to two.
Yeah, handed right in his face.
Yep,
puts up a three, up and good. And really, I was hoping the dude would give us the credit on that and one beat Petey, but he said it was on the floor. So, I mean, it was on the floor. I was just hoping. I mean, that ref, I would have to say, it was not a great night for him.
Well, Marion Local had a lot of what they were calling steals, and I'm calling them hacks.
Yeah.
They would bang into us, and the ball would stay where it was, and we would be moved, and they would take the ball. That's how they were stealing the ball in the first half, as far as I saw. But, the game's going to be on TV, and I didn't hear just when WSN is here, probably 11 o'clock tonight. And they usually do it somewhere like that because they have their number one, Steve Shine, and I can't think of the other guy's name, Mark. Anyway, they got the two main guys, so it's probably going to be the 11 o'clock game tonight.
And I'm guessing
they always
tomorrow
do it.
Morning.
Yeah, they always do some the next day also. So check your you can get a
guide.
You can check your guide, and it'll tell you, or you can go online to WSN.com.
So we're going to take one more quick break, and hopefully Coach Bayshore will come out and talk to us here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
If you're looking
looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here, Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians lose a tough one. Scoring stats again for the Indians. Grant Konapke had 3 in the first quarter. PG with 8. Derek Jeudy with 5. Ryan Brown with 8. Spot. Clay Schmitz with 4. And Noah Lawrence with 8. And Coach Bayshore still hasn't left the locker room. Even JV players are still on the floor. So I can almost imagine what he's going to come up here and talk. He's going to say, really, the first half, I mean, I don't know if we could play any worse than what it was. And really, it was going all Marion Local way. And then the second half, I mean, Marion Local really went away from that Bruns kid and Tyler Mesher.
I'm not sure why.
And really, what really struck me, we were struggling that 1-3-1. Yeah. And really, with their length, they even showed that again after that first. They showed it one or two times, and we threw the ball out of bounds every time.
Yeah.
And that's what I really thought. The second quarter, I really didn't think we'd. One-point game. If you told me after half, one-point game, I would say you're joking because it was all Marion Local way in the first.
Yes, it was. Yeah, we hung with them until I think it was 10-8, and then they just kind of started walking away from us. And then
this second half, Bruns and Mesher really didn't get the ball to them.
I don't understand that. The way the game it seemed to me like was going, I looked up in the third quarter, and I'm thinking, that's all the points there are? And it was fourth quarter, and Marion still only had 33 points.
Yeah.
But to me, the way the game was going, it seemed like I should look up and see 53 points. Seemed like they were scoring any time they wanted, but they did, as you said, they just went away from their scorers in the second half, and I don't know why.
I'd really have to give them, I'd give Marion Local credit. They're a good, lengthy team, and they have a chance. They can upset a few teams in the tournament, so they're going to make a run. Their length is, just looking at their roster, where is it? Right here. Yeah. 6'6", 6'4", 6'3", 6'2", and another 6'6". Yeah,
They're strong. They're good. Yeah, those are good players.
Those are a lot, I'd have to say, farming guys over in the Marion Local area. Every sport, it seems like Marion Local is always good at. And that's a good tradition they have going.
Mesher is a football player. He's built like a football player. He's stocky. Bruns is long. He's strong, but he's skinny-ish, especially compared to Mesher. We're still thinking that Coach Bayshore is going to be coming out. I'm sure. I would think he's not really.
Here we go.
I don't think he's giving him heck. I think he's telling him how good a thing it was.
Here he comes. So, I would have to say he's on. I would say that's an incredible game by the Indians. Just a crawl back.
They finished. Finished.
By possession, by possession. And looks like Coach Bayshore is going to come up and...
Hope he's going to talk to us, and he may be talking to the...
I think he's trying to find TV. His kid. I hope he's over here. Yep, there he is. Yep.
There's his son.
And he's happy as can be.
Yeah. He is a neat little kid.
They're always in front of us. So, the kid always watches. I mean, Coach Bayshore's family, they travel with them. And, every one of them are here every single game here.
Yeah, and there's two or three people that are from Greenville, no relation, and they come to every game.
So
they just fell in love with Bayshore when he was at Greenville. And it's not hard to see why. He's a great guy.
Yep.
We'll get to Coach Bayshore here.
Coach, after that first half, Coach, I would have to say, if you had told me 1-point game at the end, I always said, really? I thought the turning point was when Marion Local went that 1-3-1 and really stopped you guys throwing the ball out of bounds a few times, and they really didn't show that again. Then the length, they didn't even show it.
Yeah, we worked on it a little bit. We got a layup or two out of it against it. They kind of went that way when we took Petey out. I think that they didn't think we could shoot it as well. Hats off to them. They did a good job of taking him out and forcing our other kids to do something. But we only gave up 9 points in the second half to a team that's sitting up at the towards the top of the league.
Yeah.
And, you know, the kids in the locker room kind of said it. You know, that's a – we can either use this as a crushing defeat or we can use it as a springboard to what we can do. And people think I'm crazy, but I've been telling people who don't follow us that we're capable of doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
When we bear down and get to it. And be honest with you, I thought in my heart that ball was, when Petey shot it,
it went down.
I thought it was
but
going
it came
in
back out.
It rolled around up there, and I thought, oh my gosh, we just beat Marion, and then we didn't.
And they could have called a foul on that too, but you can't count on that, even though it was definitely a foul. You can't count on that. On that last shot, you kind of have to figure the refs are going to swallow
play.
Their whistle.
You're going to let them play in that situation.
But that ball was, it went around the rim, and I thought it was at least halfway. Jeff Vaughn said three quarters of the way down, and I think he's probably right, and it came back out.
Well,
I couldn't believe it came out.
Well, I thought we did a good job of keeping them off the glass.
Yeah.
You know, Noah did good in some stretches when he got in there for Clay when he got in foul trouble. We kind of talked about keeping him out of foul trouble. I thought he got some light fouls called on him, but you know what? Credit to Marion and their coaching staff. They're well prepared. They did a fantastic job on making us do things that we were uncomfortable doing, and then we kind of did the same thing to them in the second half. I thought we did an excellent job of, I don't know what Mesher ended up with, but he didn't get a lot inside.
I was thinking 10, but I'm not.
Nine.
Yeah, so their 20-point scorer only scored 9 on us.
They really went away from Bruns and Mesher in the second half. They really didn't want the ball.
Yeah. You know, we worked hard all week on doubling down to the post, and our post players did a fantastic job tonight. You know, we've talked a lot about where we are. Tomorrow's going to be just as tough.
Yep.
But, you know, they've been beaten by – they got beat by Anna earlier this week, and it's not out of the possibility. If we play well, it's going to be in the low 40s again tomorrow night, too. So,
yep.
You know, I'm awful proud of them. I really am. Yeah. I can't say enough about
the heart.
It'd be real easy to be 7-6 and kind of fold when you were down 18 at the half, and to come back and do that was
could show a lot of heart.
Yeah, that was a really, really, man, they really went at it in that second half. Our guys just went at it.
You look like you're going to tell me a score.
Well, I'm trying to find a Fort Laramie score, and I'm not seeing one. So on WSN's website, but they do have our final. But
like I said, we made some mistakes. It's not that we didn't make mistakes, but to battle back down 18, and then, you know, it took a while for the lead to start to dwindle. It was still 14-16 for a while in that third, and we just kept fighting, and if we can just get to do that for four quarters.
Well, this is kind of maybe about what ours, not exactly what ours was at half. Fort Laramie, just a halftime score, Fort Laramie 33, Fairlawn 16.
That game would probably be a blowout.
Yeah, because Fairlawn, as Jeff Hobbs has told us a few times, they don't have a very strong team. So, you know, we can be down 15 points and come back. We did.
I'm proud of them. If we keep getting that kind of effort, I'm not saying there's not going to be any bumps along the way, but we can get to a district final. It's not with our sectional.
Yep.
If we can get effort like that, and I'm proud of them. They could have folded, and they did it. And that's all you can say about them. And you got to tip your hat to Marion.
And our fans were really, really, really up that last minute and a half
five or so, but still a minute left.
Yeah. Heck of a shot by Petey, though.
And we got a shot. We had a shot with our leading score to win it. And like you said, it went in and out. What more can you ask for?
Yep. Well, thank you, Coach, for always coming up here.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys a lot.
And we're going to go to a quick break and be back with the scoring stats. And we'll be out of here after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello.
this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
And we're back here, Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians lose a tough one by 1 after Petey Judy had a chance. And a few scoring around the league. St. Henry beat Coldwater by 20. Delphus beat Parkway by 17. Versailles beat Minster by 20. And New Bremen beat Knoxville by 15. And like I said, Indians lose a tough one, 39-38. And coming up next week, tomorrow, boys will host a great Fort Laramie team. The next week, Tuesday, girls will host Marion Local. And that game is only a 2-quarter game. Thursday, girls host Parkway. Friday, boys at Parkway. Then Saturday, the boys and girls are both at Mississinewa Valley. Girls start at 1, and the boys start at 6. And then quick scoring stat out here. Grant Konecki had 3. Petey Judy had 8. Derek Judy had 5. Ryan Brown had 8. Clay Schmitz had 4. And Noah Lawrence had 8. So I think this is going to be all. Good night from the fort. Indians lose a tough one to Marion Local.
Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought